and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 16, Mark 16, verse number 1. The Lord Jesus has been buried by Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus as the ladies that have ministered to the Lord during the course of his ministry, followed him from Galilee. As they look on, they see where the Lord Jesus is laid. They see our brethren roll the stone over the door of the sepulcher hewn in a rock. It's Joseph of Arimathea's own sepulcher, a rich man, a wealthy man. Yet the Lord Jesus Christ, having no earthly possessions, being buried in a rich man's tomb, just as it's prophesied. The Lord Jesus Christ giving his life for his people on the cross of Calvary and paying for our sins there on the cross of Calvary. In that 6 hours as he hung there, he bore the sins from Gethsemane. He's an innocent man made to be sinned by God the Father. He has not sinned himself, but he's been made as if he has sinned and bears the whole sin of his people. He is the propitiation. He is the atoning body, the sacrificing body, the body that's going to take the hit, is going to take the punishment, is going to take the condemnation, the wrath of God for sin, for the sins of his people. He is going to bear that. He bears that sin from Gethsemane to Calvary, and they're crucified, raised up between heaven and earth. Our Lord suffers there for 6 hours on the cross, 3 hours in the daylight, 3 hours in the dark, as God the Father turns his back upon the Son. It is finished, he declares. He pays for the debt, sin debt of his people. God the Father is appeased. As Abraham said hundreds of years before, he said, God will provide himself a sacrifice, and he has done so in the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Son has provided himself a sacrifice for his people's sins. He says it's finished. He yields up the ghost. He gives up his life. He dies. And then he is taken down by our brother and buried, and these sisters look on, watching as they roll the stone over the door. In verse 1 of chapter 16, and when the Sabbath was passed, and so understand now that the Lord Jesus was crucified and buried on Wednesday, then on Thursday was a high day and holy day of the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then the next day, Friday, was a day, a holy day, a high day, because of yet the Feast of Unleavened Bread and things that were done there. And then Saturday was the Sabbath. It was the weekly Sabbath, not on high day, but just the weekly Sabbath. And so they have to wait. They have to wait Thursday. They wait Friday. They wait Saturday. And they're waiting. They're waiting. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And so they want to care for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ more in his burial. It was all hasty on Wednesday. It was all with speed on Wednesday. They weren't able to do the things that they would normally do. And very early in the morning, in the first day of the week, and then we can know that to be Sunday, but understand, their time of the beginning of the day is 6 p.m. So 6:01 p.m. Saturday is the beginning of the first day, and they're waiting all the way till sunrise because they've got a lot of work to do. They won't do that during the night. They're coming very early in the morning. It's still dark, but the sun is going to be rising, okay? So understand, Jesus has risen from the dead Saturday evening, okay? Saturday evening, 6 p.m. or so, the Lord Jesus has spent the third day in the grave. And so, very early in the morning, and the first day of the week, they come to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Okay, so as you and I would say, Sunday morning. Okay, for us, the day started at midnight. For them, it's another 6 hours earlier. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? So they remember how the brethren had rolled it, Nicodemus and Joseph had rolled the stone over, and they said, oh, how can we get this stone away from the door? And in verse number 4, and when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And so when they arrived, the stone is rolled back. The tomb is open. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And well, you and I would be too. They see a young man sitting in there. It's not the Lord Jesus. He's got a long white robe on and sitting there in that tomb. And they got afraid. And that's the way it is when heaven comes down. When the hosts, when the beings of heaven come down in shining in the glory of the Lord that abides in heaven, when the ministering spirits of God, the angels of God come down, when the Lord himself comes down, men fear. And that's the way that it is and well should be. And he saith unto them, verse number 6, be not affrighted. Don't be afraid. Everything's normal here. Well, it's not normal for mankind, but it's normal for the Lord. He says, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. So he declares unto them, the Lord Jesus is risen. The third part of the gospel, the power punch of the gospel has been completed. Oh, yes, Jesus died on the cross. Yes, Jesus was buried as it was prophesied. He died as was prophesied. He was buried as would naturally be. And then the third part prophesied for hundreds of years, the Lord Jesus has risen from the dead. And the Lord Jesus in his power has taken back his own life because he is life. He is life and he is light, and he's taken back his life. He is risen. He is not here. Take a look for yourself. This is where they laid him. Behold, the place where they laid him. He's not laying there. And they go and they tell in verse number 7, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. And so the angel reminds them. He says, go tell the disciples, the apostles, the other disciples, go tell Peter that the Lord Jesus is going to meet them in Galilee. You'll see him there. And remember, he said that unto you. He told you all that. He told them that. Verse 8, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any, for they were afraid. And so they ran straight back to their company. And they were shaking, and they were in amazement about what they had seen. Did I really see that? Is that true? Wow, what a wondrous thing that we saw. And this man that spoke to us is unlike any other. And Jesus' body was gone. And that. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week. Now, remember, early first day of the week is not our Sunday morning, midnight to 6 a.m. But for them, for the Jews, remember, Sunday began at 6 p.m. on Saturday. So that's when Jesus rose from the dead. Now, when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. So evidently, these ladies go, and then we know from other accounts, as they begin to run back, Mary sees the Lord Jesus and thinks he's the gardener and begs for the body of him. Said, tell me where you've taken him. Tell me so I can take his body away. And the Lord appears unto Mary Magdalene. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And so now Mary goes back, and the women go back. Mary now catches back up with them, and she tells them, I've seen the Lord. Okay? And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. So they doubted. They doubted. They were in doubt. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. This is told, we're told about this in the book of Luke. The two on the road to Emmaus. It seems to be Cleophas and his wife. They're there on the road to Emmaus, and the Lord Jesus Christ appears unto them. And what do? They return back to Jerusalem hastily, don't they? They come back at a run and tell the disciples the same thing. And the time period is maybe a little bit spread out there. And but in Luke chapter 24, they see the Lord. The Lord walks with them, and then the Lord stays with them to eat and chides them, and then he tells them, he expounds them out of the scriptures, Luke 24:27, and he behaves like he's going to keep on walking. They say, abide with us. All right, it's getting towards the evening. The day's far spent. And he blesses the bread, and they eat and gave them to eat. Verse 31 of Luke 24, and their eyes were open. They knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And verse number 33, and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and appeared unto Simon. And so now, yeah, Simon, Peter had gone back to the sepulcher and then come back, and the Lord Jesus is showing himself to Mary and to Simon, to the two on the road to Emmaus. And we come back to Mark chapter 16, in verse number 12, and after that he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. And so there it is, they're there in the evening, the two from Emmaus have returned, the women from the morning have told what they have told, Mary has seen that Peter is not, has been said that he has seen the Lord, and the Lord appears unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And the thing is, now he's standing before them in that upper room. As it tells us in the scriptures, the doors closed. The Lord Jesus Christ appears. He appears and he says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's me. It's me. Hold my hands and touch me. See that it's me. So do you have a piece of fish? They gave him some fish. They gave him a honeycomb, and he ate before them. The Lord is indeed alive. Praise be to God. We have a Savior, not a dead Savior, not a dead patriarch, not a dead prophet. We have a prophet, priest, and king, Savior, God, Lord, elder, brother, heavenly Father that lives forevermore. Praise be to God. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.